There's a general rule in Harrisburg. Republican leaders don't authorize more education spending without demanding stricter accountability. Case in point, on the heels of Governor Tom Wolf's proposal to dramatically increase state aid, a prominent Republican lawmaker has a plan to transform chronically underperforming schools. As WHYY's Kevin McCory reports, the plan hinges on something familiar to Philadelphia schools, state takeover.
Lancaster County State Senator Lloyd Smucker plans to introduce a bill giving districts wide leeway to improve continually low-performing schools. Under the plan, districts across the state could ignore teacher seniority rules, convert schools to neighborhood-based charters, or swiftly close underperformers, including charters. The bottom 5% of both elementary and high schools would get 3 years to transform. The bottom 1% of both lists would have 2 years. If significant growth doesn't occur, a state body would take the schools over through what Smucker calls an achievement district.
The idea is they make changes necessary to turn a school around. That school remains with the achievement school district for a minimum of 5 years, we have in the bill, but until some point when their performance has improved.
Opponents of Smucker's proposal say it simply shuffles school governance on the heels of major classroom cuts and does nothing to address the roots of school underperformance, namely poverty. Smucker says his plan is contingent on those schools getting more state aid.
The two discussions need to occur at the same time. You can't demand a higher accountability if you don't have sufficient resources. But on the other hand, we shouldn't be providing a lot of resources without having the accountability tied to it.
Most of the schools in the bottom tier are in Philadelphia, but Philadelphia's majority state-appointed school reform commission has already assumed the power to do much of what Smucker's bill suggests. The SRC bypasses seniority protections and has routinely turned underperformers into neighborhood-based charters. This bill would just put those turnarounds on the state's timetable, which, based on the added costs of charter conversions, worries Superintendent William Height.
It could create a circumstance where we're taking additional monies from all of our other schools to do the required schools that will fall into the turnaround category.
Height says, look, the district already has 13,000 kids in turnaround charters and would actively like to do more of those conversions.
If, in fact, we could do more of these, we would have. It wasn't governance that kept us from doing that. It was revenue.
So the state stepping in and forcing those conversions without regard to the district's bottom line, that doesn't sit well with Height.
The last thing we need is a different bureaucratic structure that is responsible for sets of schools.
Smucker says he'll introduce the bill soon. Governor Wolf will be a staunch opponent. For WHYY News, I'm Kevin McCory.